why is the world going to shit? Because people always want to fight the other side rather than trying to embrace. And as I said yesterday, we can look to leaders and nations and blame them. But we can only control what's in our sphere of influence. And certainly we can all do better on trying not to instantly make the other side the enemies. Try to understand them more. Since when did someone with opposing beliefs to you become the enemy? We can't all think the same thing. If someone thinks differently about some big issue, however big, that doesn't make them the enemy. It just makes them different. As long as they're reasonable about how they voice their beliefs, and I just can't understand the problem. I don't believe in any God, but I embrace people that do. I don't believe in ghosts, but I'm interested in people that do. Anyone that supports a politician or a regime that you oppose, there is nothing to be gained by making these people the enemy. The only thing we can do to make the world a better place is to accept beliefs, you know. Try to find a common ground. It's like the whole world needs relationship counselling. What would a relationship counsellor say for anyone you are making an enemy of in this world purely based on their values and beliefs? You know, do you get relationship counsellors saying, oh yeah, fuck them. Fuck women, right? Fucking men, useless fucking people. There's no point. Fucking morons. No. It's about understanding. Working together. Your biggest enemy probably is just an okay person. You know, who does the food shopping and has kids and likes the snooker. Just because you don't like someone's beliefs does not make them the enemy. Because the more enemies people make in this world, well, that's how wars start.